This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
I'd like to say we're partying into the weekend, Super Don, but...
Yay!
You're exaggerating. Because you know what?
No?
In order to have a party on the weekend, it's going to be required by the CDC that you get a flu shot, or else you're not allowed to go to any parties. You know this is where it's going.
Well, I guess it is kind of hard. I mean, this has been kind of a crappy end of the week, right? I mean, with the situation in Florida and I don't know who knows where that's going. I don't want to be bummed out about it going on the weekend.
But we have to recognize, the disastrous shooting this week, obviously, got everybody talking about it. I don't know that there's a lot of rational discussion about it. Most of it, granted, it's an emotional thing. But as I said, even on the day of, we've got to recognize that these disasters on planet Earth will occur no matter how much you do. Try to stop them. It doesn't mean don't try to stop them either. Because my perspective is, as I said, you have a right to self-defense. If you send your children into a place that you now realize you cannot reasonably expect that they will be able to be defended, you've got to ask the question, why would I send my children there? And I'm talking about it being a dad now, folks. I mean, you have to ask the question. If you're not, then you're not going to find any solution. And if you think the answer is to eliminate all potential for defense, which was pretty much almost what happened, certainly some adults lost their lives because they had no way to defend themselves except throw their bodies between them and the children. I want you to think clearly about that going forward. I don't want to see anybody's children hurt this way, but expand that concept to the flu shot and every other vaccination. And hundreds of thousands of children are being impacted adversely. Some are, in fact, dying, and that in the mainstream media is a taboo subject. Or if we expand it, as I talked about with Jonathan Emord on yesterday's show, the very fact that 106,000 to 784,000 Americans are dying every year due to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs, allopathic medicine in total, again, it's not happening in one school scholastic setting, so it doesn't make the news. But does it make those deaths any more real, any less real, I shall say? And so these things are bigger because they're always happening, yet they don't get the splash of attention because how horrific it is. And, of course, the news cycle plays around these tragedies like this. So, Super D, I know you're into, rationality and logic, which we appreciate so much here. But
I try anyway. My version of logic.
Yeah. I know, but I feel like I'm throwing out logical, not fallacies, but logical realities when I put those perspectives on, not to diminish anybody's deaths, but to spotlight those that are being ignored. And how can you do that? Why would you do that? Because, well, the media says don't pay attention, or they're not paying attention, so you assume it's not important. That's not what we do here.
Nope, that is correct. And it's just, it's unfortunate. I don't know. We'll just see how this thing plays out. I'm worried because I don't know where things are going to go right now. Everybody's emotional about the situation, which makes sense. I mean, it's a horrible thing that happened, but decisions should not be made in the height of emotion. So,
no, of course not. That's where you do that, and of course you always make the wrong decision, right? Don't panic. Right. Don't panic. Step back. Quick reverse. Assess the situation. Find the logic if you have it. If you know it, get it out there. Talk about it to those who are ready to be hearing that message that is based not on logical fallacies, but on critical thinking skills leading to a proper response.
Try and avoid the spin machine, right, on these things. And, you know, speaking of spin machine, dude,
mm-hmm.
This morning, as usual, of course, flu has been the main headline on every media mogul's lips for months now. But apparently, I guess the CDC came out with some, depending on which news outlet you look at, good news or bad news.
Right. The same news can be presented in two entirely different ways because it's the mainstream media. Hey, what's the flu shot update? According to Fox News, it's only 36% effective, the worst in a decade, okay?
Oh, man, that sounds bad.
The worst in a decade. Yeah. That's the headline at Fox News. Let's go over to the New York Times and juxtapose that. Oh, wait, the New York Times, a little bit more friendly to the CDC. It says the flu vaccine is working better than expected. It's positive.
Hey.
It's happy time, right?
Are they talking about the same thing?
Right. It's the worst in a decade. It's better than expected. Okay, let's look at Fox News again. Compare and folks, you can follow along the bouncing ball here by going to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Both of these articles are linked. Read them. Pull them up. See for yourself. In the Fox News article, they say there are as many as 56,000 deaths connected to the flu during a bad year. Okay, let's go over to New York Times. And it says, wow, Thursday is expected that we're going to have a dangerous flu season. Well, yes, Telly, it's dangerous, but we expect that it will kill more than 50,000 Americans. So what is it going to be, 54,000 in a bad year related to the flu or 50,000 this year? We're expecting. Depends on which news article you're reading, all from perhaps the same information presented, and I say information because it's really propaganda, from the Centers for Disease Creation and Prevention. The whole number that we used to cover, 36,000 a year, it was proved to be absolutely false. An absolutely made-up number. And now they're throwing out 54,000 for Fox, 50,000 for New York Times. Which is it? It's the worst in a decade. Oh, it's better than expected. And is it any reason else that you need to look to find out why people have lost perspective on what's really happening if they pay attention and really believe that which is published in the mainstream news? And that is true of Fox News. It is true of CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post. Again, for Super Don's sake, I'm not going to say they're always 100% wrong because I'll be busted for that. But the reality is, do not expect, when you go in reading these folks, do not expect that they're telling you the truth. Your first response should be, how are they lying to me or how are they mistaken? And then move forward from there.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the thing is, okay, here.
Mm-hmm.
What is not getting any better and is continuing on is the effect of the media and their fear campaign when it comes to the flu. And that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the answer to that is.
Yeah.
Because whether you like it or not, vaccine compliance is gradually still going up. People are still falling for it. You know, they're getting scared
which bums
freaked
me out, Super Don. It means that we're not reaching the folks that really need to hear it. But again, they may be ready to hear it. I grant you that.
We got another scary thing. I was just reading this morning. I didn't send this to you, but the bird flu is coming back.
Oh,
did you see this?
The bird flu now? Really?
Yes, a new strain. It's like H7N2 or, you know, some other thing now. They're saying it's the first time they've seen this strain of bird flu in humans. I think it's in China.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's not. The penguin flu is something else.
No,
all right.
No.
Well, we'll get deeper into that. But, you know, on this flu thing, it's interesting. In the Fox News article, they talk about with children. They like to say, well, with children, it's even better, right? We've got effectiveness estimates coming from the tracking of about 4,600 children and adult patients in five states. And guess how they make effectiveness calculations? This should, like, Super Don, you should blow a gasket on this because we talk about correlation, not causation. Because people throw that out. So if we say a homeopathic remedy worked because they took it and you didn't get sick. Oh, that doesn't prove anything, right? They'll say that about an herb. Oh, that doesn't prove anything. Okay, so what's the gold standard of efficacy for a vaccination? It's a titer. It's to say, hey, look, the vaccine was successful in helping your body to stimulate into production an antibody for the specific disease, so-called your virus that you're targeting, right? So you would expect that if they're claiming efficacy, that they would say, this is what we've calculated. This percentage elicited the antibody response. But no, it doesn't go that way. To make effectiveness calculations, researchers tracked who got the flu and who among them had been vaccinated. So if you got vaccinated and you did not get the flu,
that means it worked,
right?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with actually what the flu shot is supposed to do, which is to help elicit. So they don't even care. Well,
yeah.
Is there an antibody? And so, again, I could throw back on them. That's correlation, not causation. You have not proven to me that the flu shot had anything to do with the fact that that individual did not get the flu. Show me the titers. Show me the time. And they're not doing it. They admit it. Super done. These are the science people. These are the geeks going, you guys are unscientific. No, y'all are being.
That's because they write the rules. They're the ones that set the parameters of the discussion and the debate. And so they would justify that. You know, I'm sure there'd be some reason as to, it's just there's no way that cost effectively that we could, do this and, right. and do all the testing and whatever.
So we
and,
know it worked because they didn't get the flu, not because we actually know it worked. Like, numbnuts. Because remember, folks, you can have the antibody and still get the flu. That's the interesting thing here. They don't want to acknowledge because that would throw the entire vaccine paradigm into, a cascade of we will never recover from that. So, folks, remember, the antibodies, I'm not opposed to them. I won't pick at them, but they're not the gold standard in terms of prevention of disease. A healthy functioning immune system is, and there's nothing within a vaccine that will help your immune system to function better. In fact, it can impair your immune system. Talk to Dr. Obukanich Tatiana. She's a PhD immunologist, and she's talked about these things as well. Recognize them. Now, talk about the political immune system. Are leftists jumping for joy? Because we heard today, this afternoon, that Robert Mueller, a special counsel on the so-called Russian investigation on the messing with our elections, apparently has indicted a number, 13, in fact, Russian nationals and three Russian entities for alleged interference in the 2016 presidential election. So does that mean they're right and Donald Trump is busted up the river? What does this mean, Super Don?
This has nothing to do with collusion. Okay.
Oh,
they're not saying that, but they are saying that the Russians, according to Mueller anyway, and it's some kind of evidence that he's got, that Russians were directly or indirectly somehow involved in meddling with the election.
You know what? That's just wrong because, we're the only country that's allowed to meddle in elections around the world. No,
we've been doing it for a long time.
Right, Russia. That's outrageous. What were you thinking? Well, let's heal from that and more after this. Doc Newsom coming up after the break.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we are. Doc Newsom is back with us. Hooray, Doc Newsom. Listen,
Hey there, sir.
I love and appreciate you so much for all the good works that you're doing, including with our friends at Organics and the wonderful formulations. We can't go by a week on the discussion level of what's happened this week, particularly with another school shooting. And, Doc, this is just another disaster, and I think you will have particular expertise in addressing why this is happening, because there were not too many generations ago, kids could go to school with a rifle, and nobody was shooting these schools in this way. And so something has happened, not because the rifles have changed, because they haven't, but the people have changed, the kids have changed, the young adults have changed, and we've got to assess where is this happening and how long has it been going on?
Well, here's something to think about. You know, we've been through the, I'm going to go out and say, the McDonald's generation into the Twinkie generation. And what we've done is we've got a couple of generations of people walking around that have both been raised and were gestated in the womb with very little nutrition. Mm. Okay. Missing key components of their biological makeup. Okay, and they got just enough to come out, you know, born with all their, you know, fingers and toes and got a nose on the right part of their face and everything, you know, everything had just enough nutrition to be made just well enough, you know.
Yes.
To survive. But the machinery, the metabolism, the chemistry inside the body is missing key components.
So we have an illusion that we're dealing with, Doc, because these kids and these people, these young adults, they look like regular people and young adults and kids. Physically, they look that way. But the inside stuff, the metabolic functions have gone awry. And the question is, in addition to what you said, and I agree, generational decline in nutritional access and awareness, and that includes gestationally. In other words, the mom is cooking the baby in there, but it's even prior to that. We also have the added assault of how those metabolic imbalances are actually treated by the medicine professionals, because they look at it as a deficiency of synthetic chemicals approved by the FDA rather than the things that we're missing for generations that are coming from the natural world.
Correct, correct. You know, let's just take the standard American diet. It supplies trace amounts of 17 essential nutrients. The fact is that on the low end, we need 73 essential nutrients that we need replaced on a daily basis. On the high end, we need around 90 nutrients that have to be replaced on a daily basis. So let's just take the low number, the 73. If the standard American diet is supplying 17 nutrients, but we need 73 nutrients, that's equivalent to going out to your car, randomly removing 80% of the nuts and bolts, and then trying to drive your car around the corner. That's what's happening in our society. We have children that are growing up on very little nutrition, you know, 20% nutrition. That's, you know, that's the standard American diet. That's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
To say we have a screw loose, no, we have screws missing.
Exactly. They're not even there.
Right,
that's
right.
That's the problem.
Now, and you said that so well, but to add to that, again, that I mentioned this, modern medicine, which is the official church of the United States and many of the Western world, has basically replaced the concept that you just brought out of nutrient deficiencies and treated them as if they were drug deficiencies.
Correct, correct. They put these children that their wiring isn't operating properly in their brain because they're missing key nutrients that enable the wiring to function properly. They're giving them, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors so that they can recycle their serotonin. And here's a problem. You know, Zoloft. Zoloft is the common drug used in as an antidepressant. You know, there's two doses of Zoloft. You have a 20 milligram dose and you have a 40 milligram dose. Do you know what the 20 milligrams and the 40 milligrams are, the actual chemicals being used there? You know what those are?
No, but you're going to tell us after this break, okay? Cliffhanger time. Doc Newsom is on with us, a special edition as we wrap up the week here, talking about the tragedy in Florida at that school. But there's more to come because we're going to talk about how to correct it, as well as, is there a new identified antibiotic that could save everybody from resistant microbes? That's what you're hearing in the news. We'll dissect it after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
So Doc Newsom was about to reveal what the different dosages are for Zoloft, a common depression drug that is often given to these teens and young adults now, that removes, or there's an inhibitor or a governor on our behavior. You know, you could have a suicidal thought, a homicidal thought. I mean, it's kind of, you know, people have these thoughts once in a while, but to act on them, that's different. And it seems like these things trigger the ability to act on them. But what the heck are they, Doc Newsom? What's the different dosage?
Well, you get in Zoloft in particular, you have two doses. You get a 20 milligram dose, or you get a 40 milligram dose. And what it is a fluoride compound.
it's almost entirely fluoride.
And what they're doing, they give this drug to people. The drug literally does drug them into a state where they lose, they don't feel so depressed because they don't feel anything. They lose their feeling, their emotions, you know, and they lose contact with their emotions also.
So can there be a type of euphoria associated with being dissociated from whatever was bumming you out?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So they talk about some manic responses, like people have incredible highs and then incredible crashes. And, of course, the most dangerous time is when you're adjusting those drugs, titrating them up or down. That's where they see the most homicidal and suicidal behaviors manifest. So that is definitely a contributing factor. We've talked about methylphenidate, which is also a chemical kissing cousin to PCP, otherwise known as angel dust. That is Ritalin as well, in terms of psychiatric interactions with these medicines, and how all of the school shooters have been now pretty much found to be on one or more of these medications, particularly from the psychiatric profession.
Correct. Is you know, and there's no real, if you look at it, there are no weapons allowed on campus unless it's a police officer. But there's not a police officer in every school every day, and there's some schools that are so large.
You've got thousands of students. You're not going to have one officer to cover everything. If the attack occurs on the other side of campus, you're right. Taken away the ability to defend children. They'll defend banks with guns. They'll defend celebrities with guns. Everything. So to defend with guns, but not our school kids. We'll put up a sign that says gun free zone, as if that's going to stop the people that are wanting to utilize guns. My gosh, this is and I think those people are probably on a lot of fluoride too, that think that's a solution.
Correct. I'm with you 100%. I mean, if you go back our parents, in our parents' day, everyone had guns in their, you know, in the back of their window in their truck. Everyone had a gun in the gun rack. I remember my grandpa and, you know, everyone had guns in the gun rack growing up. And, you know, that was normal. And there was a time when children brought their rifles.
Yeah, well, exactly. In fact, we'd see gun racks at school and pickup trucks that kids were driving to school. And so what's changed? Did the gun suddenly become animated and start shooting schools? No. The people have changed. The kids have changed. The young adults have changed. As you said, the deficiencies in nutrients is a very real thing, and that's not being discussed anywhere, Doc Newsom, in the mainstream media.
Yes.
We do it.
No,
you do it.
Addressing it.
No,
exactly.
And what about the other assault I talk about, too, vaccines? Harris Coulter wrote a book about vaccine violence, that in fact vaccines are also inducing violence because they are a violent act against innocent children.
Right. Here's an interesting thing. You know, the new scare, the Tide Pod scare, here's something interesting, is your Tide Pods, about half of the ingredients in vaccines given to our children have all of the ingredients of Tide Pods.
Holy tamale. Yeah, we just covered that with the health ranger last week, Mike Adams. He found 700 different ingredients in these things, and it's like stunning that people would ever ingest this stuff. But even if you look at some of those ingredients and you say, well, we'll inject a smaller quantity, like that's going to be good. No, there's more evidence of insanity. Now, the antibiotic interaction with the gut flora, we know so much more about the microbiome and its relationship to brain and neurological health, emotional health, endocrine health, neurotransmitters, everything. We rely too much on these antibiotics as a culture. We've now come to the end of reliance on them because of antibiotic resistance, but we now see that in the mainstream news, they're reporting, oh my gosh, there's a great new category we didn't know or we knew about, we overlooked. Maybe that'll save us. And they say it's coming from the soil. Do you know about this?
It's interesting. These antibiotics use calcium in the blood to induce an enzymatic reaction on the cell wall of the bacteria that dissolves the cell wall of the bacteria, and it lysates, it falls apart. really interesting. It's not so much a poison as your standard antibiotics are. You know, they're poisons that are specific to certain ranges of bacteria, and so when they give these give someone an antibiotic, it kills certain certain groups of bacteria that particular chemical is sure. toxic to, and it kills them. This is real interesting in that it seems to work better on the things that are antibiotic resistant than on other. It's not like a universal antibiotic. It
right.
works on more of the ones that are really nasty.
Right. But Doc Newsom, if we are to look at what they're going to do with this information, inevitably their goal is to synthesize this, make it synthetic,
correct.
And then patent it and profit. And again, no problem with profiting, but man, over a monopoly on synthetic medicine, and then of course the apparent or actual attacks on natural purveyors of substances that can actually neutralize MRSA without harming you or healthy cells. That's
correct.
Something they're not
correct.
Going to allow for. So the question is, since this is coming from the soil, how does this relate to humic acid, fulvic acid, and a lot of the things you formulate?
Well, that's one of the beautiful things with humics and fulvics is they have an inhibitory effect. They're not antibiotic. They inhibit by changing the factors in the environment inside the body. They inhibit the growth of pathogenic microbes. So that's with bacteria and fungus. Now, they also have an effect with viruses. Here's something real interesting. Just like humics and fulvics chelate heavy metals from the body, they bond to the heavy metals and then carry them out of the system. The humics and fulvics also have a capacity for bonding to viruses and carrying them out of the system.
So we don't have to necessarily target for killing if we alter the terrain and carry things or usher them out where they don't belong, certainly not in the preponderance that they typically are there in. And, you know, a lot of what your work has been doing is, you know, right along parallel to what I've been doing for so many years is how do we restore integrity to the terrain? Because when we do, these pathogenic life forms, and by the way, the MRSA is not a God-created bacteria. It's a man-created bacteria. I want you to know that. God didn't create MRSA. Staph, okay, that's part of the equation. And when we're healthy, yeah, there can be staph in the body. It's not going to cause a problem. Same with E. coli. You have E. coli in your body. It's not deadly E. coli until you alter your terrain to such a degree that it manifests in a way that can be harmful to you. But that's the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. Now, Doc Newsom, I got to ask you, because we only got a couple of minutes or so left, and if we were to talk about that terrain restoration, gut microbiome restoration, Organics has great probiotics. I think if you mentioned the spore form, which seems to be very resilient, you don't need the multi-trillion numbers anymore. You have efficiency of action. But how would we pair the probiotic with another program or protocol? Because you're good about setting those things up.
We do. Here's something we do, and I've done this clinically for years and years and years. When there is, so for example, about a week, almost a week ago, my three youngest all came down. They had nausea. They had a little bit of diarrhea, definite stomach bug, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave them. It would have been the equivalent. Now, these are little ones. These are the oldest was 6. The youngest was 1. The 1-year-old got a teaspoon full of the powder of the probiotics from Organics. So
yes.
That would have been 4 capsules for that little guy.
Okay.
My 6-year-old, throughout the day got that dose 3 times. The 4-year-old got that dose twice. By the next day, everything was all said and done. They had no problems. By that night, we actually had a hard time getting them to go to bed because they had so much energy.
So are we deposit from this that the simple act of restoration of microbiome integrity is enough to elicit powerful immune responses, cascades, etc., that indeed, as they've said, 70 or so percent of the immune system is in the gut.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what happened. I did this personally with my own children. when I worked in Mexico back 20-some years ago, we have cases of cholera that would come in. You know, we would actually see some of those diseases that people don't normally see appear in the, you know, up in the States. And I was actually really scared because I didn't know what to do with that. The first time I had a patient with it, and we didn't have access to, you know, high powered antibiotics, and I had no prior training in that. And so the doctor I was interning under had years of training with this kind of stuff. He had all kinds of experience. The two gentlemen had come in weren't completely dehydrated yet. And so we hooked them up to the standard, you know, IV, and he got a jug of distilled water, a gallon of distilled water, sat down, put a cup on either side of the little table between the two beds that they were in, and went and got two bottles of our probiotic mix we had.
Real quick, we're out of time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They downed it while they were sitting there. They got the entire bottle of probiotics down.
Yes.
Within 2 days, both gentlemen were fine.
Nice. Again, powerful restoration of the gut, the microbiome. Heal the gut. You can heal the mind, too. So, folks, give a listen anytime we get Doc Newsom on. Go check it out, organics.com. When we come back, 15 things not to say to a pregnant woman. Yeah, we want you to survive the weekend. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks again to Doc Newsom for covering the stories we got to do, going deeper on the health and healing issues of the day. Organics.com. You can find the products there. They're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And Super D. I sometimes make jokes about you being pregnant. I don't know why I do that. I'm just kind of goofy that way, I guess. And then you throw this story at me, and it's like, oh, man, I feel rotten because I probably ask you all of these questions. What are we talking about here? Hey, Super Don just sent me a story about 15 things I should never say to a pregnant woman. Okay? Didn't say anything about a pregnant Super Don, but okay, I get the message, Super D. I'll back off. Okay. All right. Now,
sure.
Number one on the list. Can I touch your belly? Well, unless it's your wife's belly.
You've never said that to me.
No, I haven't. I did. I'm actually not as bad as I thought. No, I've never said, hey, Super Don, can I touch your belly? No, I have not done that. So don't do that. That's a no. You know, unless, obviously, if they're a family member, yeah, probably not as big a deal, but. If you just see a pregnant woman, hey, can I touch your belly? I mean, some people say, can I rub your belly for luck? But still, unless you know somebody, it's a little bit awkward. It could be borderline rude, or you could be crossing the line in some cases in our sensitive.
I think so, especially in this day and age where people, you know, they don't want other people to invade their space as much.
Yeah. All right, Super Don, if I were to ask you this, what would you say? Wait, are you pregnant?
I think you're mental, but as far as somebody, you know, a woman who is pregnant, this is like one of the rudest things you could say,
right?
Because it's like, so you think I'm like naturally this bread, which I guess is possible.
No, I swallowed a basketball. You know, that's what one of those.
It's like, use your head. You know, what if that person isn't pregnant? You just called them fat. You know, I mean, it's not.
My question here is, I'm looking through these. Is this an article directed to men, or do women make these same mistakes when they're talking to other women who may be pregnant?
I think some women make the same mistake as well. Really? I think it's, I think it's maybe not as much as men.
Right. No, number three on the list. Was this planned? Really?
No, it was an accident.
Right. Okay. Whoa. You're sure you're not having twins?
Oh, in other words, yeah. Man, you're huge.
Yeah.
Right?
How big can you be? Is this normal? No. Listen, I guess there are some people out there that just don't get the cues, right? Perhaps us libertarians, because we're on the autistic spectrum, according to that crazy Duke lady yesterday. We talked about that on the air. Number five on the list. 15 things you should not say to a pregnant woman. You're not naming her that, are you?
Ooh. Yeah, that could be kind of rude. Although I have to admit, man, some people do name their kids some weird names, and you may be thinking that in your head, but maybe it shouldn't come out of your mouth. Yeah.
Well, it was when my wife played a joke on her mother when we had our daughter. Yes, and we named her Liberty. You know, of course, yeah. Liberty Bell. And it's like, you know, that's not very nice. But anyway,
nice.
Yeah. Number six, should you be eating that? Now, I don't know. I would almost want to talk to the spouse if this is the case. Like, if I'm concerned, you don't want to upset the woman who's actually pregnant to say, is that okay? Right? Because knowing what we know, we would have a genuine concern. So I'm kind of borderline on this. How do you approach the subject of, my gosh, please don't put that into your body. You've got a developing baby.
If you're going to do that, like you said, find a tactful way.
Yeah.
You know, to do
unless,
it.
Unless she's eating Tide Pods.
That's
then,
true.
Then
that's
go
true.
Right in and say, honey, no.
That's true.
Don't do that. How's this one? Now, this one, Joni Abbott would do, and I think maybe a valid question, although, again, how do you do it? You're going to breastfeed, right? I'm hoping that would be taken, you know, the right way. I don't know. Is there a wrong way to say you're going to breastfeed?
Well, you know, like anything else, I mean, there are ways to be able to say what you want to say without sounding rude. So, if you walked up to somebody and kind of gave them kind of an evil eye and said, hey, now you're going to breastfeed, aren't you?
Yeah.
That could be kind of rude. You could introduce the question in a way, though, that, you know, you could ask it without sounding like you're trying to be controlling.
Yeah. Real quick, we're almost out of time here. You're going to, a few more. You have to hear my birth horror story. No, I don't.
No.
Don't do that. Don't even tell the spouse. Don't even tell the husband that. That's not right. Or say, it's about time. No, that's not good either.
What?
Yeah, I know.
How about, are you going to have more kids?
Oh, come on. Really? Let me
finish having this one first, please?
Exactly. Folks, right? All right, we hope this has been instructive, illustrative of how to interact with a woman who happens to be pregnant. And this is our public service announcement for the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Hey, next hour, we got some PSAs on CBD. We got Stuart Tomp coming up. And boy, oh boy, is it going to be awesome. We got updates. We got an article linked up we're going to talk about that you'll all want to print out and share with anybody who is a CBD naysayer. We got you healing coming on the next hour, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy.
Learn how at marchofdimes.org.